And good morning and welcome to a Red River Radio Spotlight. I'm Bill Beckett, the program director for Red River Radio. And coming up this Friday and Saturday, July 26th and 27th, in the air-conditioned Prather Coliseum on the campus of Northwestern State University, it's the 40th annual Natchitoches NSU Folk Festival. And with me this morning is Shane Rasmussen, the director of the Louisiana Folklife Center and an associate professor of English at Northwestern State University. And Shane, thanks for dropping by today.
I'm so glad to be here.
So this year's theme for your folk festival, and I'm going to say this with the worst Louisiana accent that I can come up with, Vive la Louisiane.
That's right.
Can you share a little bit about this, obviously a celebration of Louisiana as a whole rather than microcultures, and tell us a little bit about what your theme is going to encompass?
Well, you know, this is our 40th. And so after 40 years of the festival going strong, you know, the reason why it's so vibrant and alive is because folk life is still vibrant and alive, and it has every sign of continuing to be so. The folk communities in Louisiana, from the Creole to the Cajun to the Native American cultures, Hispanic, really, you know, we're all in this together, and people are finding meaning in what they're doing. We see young people signing up to play in the fiddle championship still, mm-hmm. young fiddlers. And we see that really the tradition's being passed on. You know, there are some folks that we have, for example, there's a whittler that is coming this year, and he passed it on to his father, kind of an unusual transmission, right. You know, from younger to older.
Yeah.
And we have a different whittler who he learned from his grandfather, and now mm-hmm. he's passing it down to his son. So, you know, we're seeing in Louisiana that traditions remain important because people are finding meaning. They're finding that their lives are enriched by them in ways that otherwise are not possible, you know. Social media is great. You know, it's a wonderful venue for finding your community.
Right.
But at the same time, we all know that there's a little bit of hyperbole that goes on in there.
Heavens to Betsy.
Right. And it's a little bit kind of vicarious.
Right.
Whereas folk life is right there. It's immediate. It's person to person. And it creates community. Because, you know, you can put a picture of that gumbo you made on Facebook. And that's wonderful. But, you know, if you're in that kitchen and you're eating that gumbo and you're teaching your daughter how to make it, and then you go in and you bring it and the family eats, that's a whole different kind of, you know, right. kind of experience. If you're working on a quilt or you're passing on how to play a fiddle or whatever it is, or if you're playing that accordion in front of a group and they can't help but get up and dance, something really more interesting is happening, I think. And that's why these traditions survive.
So there's going to be, as usual, the Artist Hall of Fame. And you have Tab Benoit is your honorary chair this year. Now,
yes.
Tab is known internationally. He is
yes.
just a phenomenal musician. And you're going to be honoring him as well. So talk a little bit about that. And then you've got four others that you'll be honoring as well. And I'd like to go into a little bit of background of each of those.
Well, you know, Tab Benoit is an accomplished guitarist, blues guitarist, yeah. and vocalist who has, you know, been playing throughout Louisiana and also, you know, not just nationally, but internationally. He's a known figure. He's on our festival poster this year, and I was in a guitar shop in Shreveport,
okay.
and someone said, "Is that Tab Benoit?" And I said, "Yes." "Oh, I'm going."
Yep.
And, you know, because Tab Benoit is, you know, what he is an exciting performer. He's got some great CDs, but I think he plays better live.
Okay.
You play without a net.
Yeah, exactly.
And then also you have he feeds off the audience. I mean, it's a performance that, like the best of Louisiana performers, it becomes part of that group. And so he's feeding off what they're doing. And, you know, as he feeds off their energy, they then kind of give it back. You know, so, you know, he's a Delta blues guitarist. He learned from, you know, some of the masters of guitar. And, you know, he's been paying his dues for so long that he's got it down to a craft. You know, that is really amazing. And if you have not seen him live, it is nothing like YouTube. You can't touch it. You know, there's something about, all these devices we have,
right?
Like I have my Pandora account, mm-hmm. right? And I listen to music on that, of course. But you know, whatever it is, I control that,
right?
There's a song that if I don't immediately like it, I press don't like, or the thumbs down, right?
Right.
But you know, when you are in a live venue, and suddenly they're playing something, you go, whoa, what is this? I don't recognize, huh? Mm-hmm. And then 30 seconds in, you go, I do like that.
Right.
And then you go, oh, I like that a lot. Why, I would never even have discovered this.
Right.
And rather than have that tiger by the tail that we all too often have, this kind of low-grade boredom we don't even know we have,
right.
from our, you know, whether or not it's Netflix or whatever it is, that we have this, you know, sort of things fed to us.
Right.
Suddenly, and then we can control it with that mouse. Mm-hmm. Suddenly there's something interesting that happens with a live venue because that tiger has us by the tail. And then it gets us moving.
And also, you know, it's funny, folks have told me, you know, they'll hear something live and then they'll go to the CD and that's not what they want. They want what they heard live.
Right.
Because there's an energy there in the audience. And because these musicians are feeding off of that audience there, so yeah. the pathos of the song changes.
Yes. Yeah. They're remembering the experience, and they're trying to recreate that whole sensory moment. You know, when you go to a folk festival like this, you know, you're gonna see the Hall of Crafts, for example, and, you know, it's not just people, you know, they're not hawking their wares, so to speak.
Right.
You know, you can buy it, but they're also, you know, John Colson, another member of the Hall of Master Folk Artists, is right. going to be inducted. He's been making filet for so many decades, and, you know, he strips it of the leaves he takes the sassafras leaves and he strips it down, and so it's just that leaf. Mm-hmm. It's none of the veins or anything like that. And then he pounds it in that root. And you can smell.
Right.
You can smell that wafting of the green cloud that comes up from there. And, you know, the sassafras that you can buy from him will taste nothing like what you get at Walmart.
Right.
It will be so much more savory. And also, he'll tell you about it. He'll tell you about how he goes and harvests on certain days and only on certain days. Or you go to the food court, you know, and you know, we have 8 food vendors, and they're selling everything from, you know, the gumbo to the Native American tacos. You know, it's just an incredible what the kinds of experiences that you can have at the festival, and it's all the senses at once.
And now you're going to have a lot of entertainment on the festival this year.
You
as
bet.
Always, lots of music, Bruce DeGraponte and a whole lot of others, and Tab Benoit. What do you have special that's coming up?
You know, something we've never had before, we have a performance by the Louisiane Vintage Dancers, and they're going to be playing, they're going to be performing their dances. These are from the 1800s, and it's complete with the period costumes, you know, the hoop skirts of the women and the white gloves on the men. They look kind of like they're from some kind of Jane Austen book, and they have the manners that you make you go, well, okay. So you're going to kind of sit up a little straighter in your seat.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to be playing to a live Celtic band that will play period music. And it's going to be on a main stage on Saturday. And, you know, they're also going to invite people to join them in these dances and kind of, you know, see how they can kind of, you know, engage with that. And mm-hmm. so
and we perhaps just teach it and pass it on.
Yeah, you bet. So we just want to invite people out to see something that probably they have never seen before.
Right. And remember, it's not folk life if you don't pass it on.
That's right.
That is the key to folk life, is passing it on. So let's go through Vanessa Neiman. She's a singer. Can you give folks a little bit of background on her?
Well, you know, her alter ego is Gal Holiday, right. of Gal Holiday and the Honky Tonk Review. She mm-hmm. is from Appalachia, and she's made her home for quite a long time now, since 2004, in New Orleans. And she has one of the most old-time classic country groups with the stand-up bass and the, mm-hmm. and you know, she's singing some originals, but a lot of classics. And she has a near encyclopedic knowledge of where this music comes from and those songs. And you know, she's made Louisiana her own. And so we want to basically say, you know what? When someone comes down and they embrace Louisiana culture so much and then contribute to it,
right.
that's what tradition is. It's at the same time, of course, it's conservative. It's rising to the past.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, like a lot of folklorists have pointed out, it's at the same time dynamic. We're adding to it. We're always going to put on their own little spin. And so she has, with her bandmates, they've added to a Louisiana sound. which is why they play at Jazz Fest all the time.
Right.
So, and they're going to be on our stage again. We are so grateful, and we want to honor Vanessa and basically say, you know what, you've made Louisiana your own and your home, and we accept you. This is, we want to honor you as one of us.
And now let's go to Bruce Degrapont.
Bruce Degrapont has been playing Cajun music, classic Cajun music, for decades. He's based around the New Orleans area, and he plays with Gina Forsythe, who was one of the most accomplished Cajun fiddlers you're ever going to find. And he plays the old-style Cajun music, like a fade de dough. You know, you go there, and you will dance.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, that's what he's good at. And he has he sings in the Cajun French, which he speaks fluently. And he knows all those old songs. And he comes from a generation that, you know, to play a three-hour set wouldn't even bat an eye. Because they have song after song because right. It's rooted in their life. He plays every week. He's a full-time musician.
And it's also the thing that energizes them, makes them want to get up in the morning.
Yeah,
know?
It does.
Now, how about Jamie? Tell us about her.
Well, Jamie Berzos is an accordion player, and really with Jamie Berzos and the Cajun Tradition Band, like Tab Benoit, a Grammy nominee, and he's an old-time accordion player and Cajun musician. He's going to play at the festival as well, and you know, so Mr. Berzos and Mr. Degrapont, they're going to be doing a Cajun accordion workshop that'll be at the festival this year, and it's free for festival attendees, and they're going to be leading that and guiding people basically through kind of a history of an instrument and the culture of the instrument, why it's so culturally important to Cajun music, and then also playing. They're going to be playing a little bit and probably invite you to play too.
So let's go on. One of the traditional things that you do are these narrative sessions. And you have one this year on Choctaw traditions.
Yes, we do. You know, Margot Rosas is taking part in that, and she has been doing basically Louisiana crafts for years and comes to this rich heritage. But also we have Waylon Gary Whartier, who is an amazing plug that name into your Google mm-hmm. images, Waylon Gary White Deer, and you're going to see some of his paintings, and they are spectacular. He is one of the most gifted Native American artists, really, and that's really gifted artists anywhere.
Right.
But those are just the themes that he chooses to do, coming out of his heritage. And they're going to talk about where those traditions are today. And also, you know, he's kind of unusual because some people kind of look at painting. Now, is that more of a fine art?
Mm-hmm.
But the things that he's painting are right out of those cultural traditions and those stories and mythology. Right. And so it is folk art.
So this one fascinated me because, like many other occupations, this one started out thousands of years ago but has relatively fallen by the wayside in modern society, and yet it is still a fascinating tradition, and that is blacksmithing. Tell us about that.
You bet. You know, the Red River Smiths, they work with the LSUS Pioneer Heritage Center, and they are going to be outside one of our outdoor exhibits as you come up to the festival, and they've got the fires, and they're going to be working away. You know, that's what kind of separates us from a lot of places. You know, it's not just, you know, oh, yeah, look at my blacksmithing wares.
Right.
It's watch me make them.
Right.
You know, I've got I'm working away here on an outside little small little forge right here, mm-hmm. and I'm pounding away, and you can see how we're shaping this spoon or whatever else it might be. And you know, they also they're partially because they want to invite people to join them.
Right.
You know, they have a group that meets last Saturday of every month, and so if you're interested, and if you have some heavy boots that you can wear, that, you know, for safety reasons, you can join them and they'll teach you.
There was a time when every town across this country had a blacksmith in it.
Yes.
If not more than one, but everyone had to have a blacksmith because it was such a critical occupation to the health and safety and community. You
right,
know?
Right.
So let's go through some of the other, exhibits and demonstrations that you have. You're going to be doing one with the Cane River Creole National Heritage or Historic Park?
Yes, they're there, as well as, you know, a lot of the different groups from around the area. You know, we have Wash Day from the West Baton Rouge Museum. They're going to do a demonstration of that so children and adults can see what it was like to do the arduous process. You know, nowadays we throw clothes in the dryer, you know, the washer, and walk away. Then it was wash day. You know, red beans and rice in Louisiana came because you're going to do your washing, you know, and so you wanted something easy to cook on that day, right? And so, but because it was such an arduous process. So, you know, to kind of get a glimpse of that is kind of fun for people to kind of say, wow, we are so blessed today.
And this is the old scrub board technology,
yes,
correct?
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. And it's really cool, you know, or you know, you know, the festival allows you to get up close and personal with these things that or that you might or not ordinarily encounter. You know, one of our narrative sessions is Tab Benoit, a man and his guitar. You know, it's in our end club room, seats about 45, 50 people. It's going to be full because it's going to be Tab Benoit with his guitars talking about his musical journey and then playing right there, right in front of you. That's going to be incredible.
It's like a master class for those who want to appear in it. You know?
So, right.
A little more friendly than that, because that's one of the things that's nice about a folk festival is you can actually meet people. You can walk around. You can talk with them afterwards. You can sit down and have a bite to eat, you know, because it's all a friendly family kind of environment. There are no stars.
No.
Everybody is just another one of the community.
We're Louisianans. You know, this is folk culture. It's all of our culture, you know, and we don't hire divas. We don't have them come back if they're a diva. It's like, you know, that's, you know, that we're all the people.
Right. Exactly. It's about being down home and comfy.
Yep.
So now a big part of it every year, of course, is the State Fiddle Championship. Now,
yes.
Who do you have on tap this year? I know the young folks come out and just amaze you every year.
That's Saturday, July 27th. It's in the McGill Recital Hall. We don't need amplification because you can hear it great without it. You know, and the neat, one of the neat things is our last champion, the 2018, was Clancy Stewart.
Mm-hmm.
And her band, the Clancy Stewart Bluegrass Band, are going to be playing on the McGill stage from 12 to 1 during late registration.
Okay.
So, and they're going to be doing some really great, she is a fantastic fiddler. I mean, just, well, just, you'll go, wow. You know, I use this word with, I mean, I realize what it sounds like, but awe-inspiring is sometimes what you'll get.
Right.
You know, when you watch a really good NBA game, right? No, really, that's ballet in a way. I mean, you're seeing something amazing. When you see really good world-class figure skating and you go, wow, a human just did that.
Yeah.
It moves me. I'm going, wow. That's like the pinnacle of human skill, talent, and work all in one.
Or given that it's the season World Cup soccer.
Right. And you go, wow. People are at the top of their A game, right?
Right. Yeah.
Well, you know, that is the level that many of the artists that are playing at the festival have. I mean, these are people that have spent a lifetime honing those skills.
Right.
And they are so accepting to, and that's why she is the champion. That's why she is judging it. But, you know, we also, they are so accepting of people that are new and just starting out. And so, you know, we have fiddle players of all different levels. Hilton Lytle, a fantastic fiddle maker. He's made fiddles his whole life. He is donated two fiddles, and these will go to two of the players in the fiddle championship, just like he, just the past couple of years, he's been donating these fiddles. And so we want to invite you out. If you have not registered, worry not. At noon on the 27th in the McGill Recital Hall on the NSU campus, you can still register. You can still be part of the contest and play. And you know what? People are going to like what you play, and they're going to be tapping their feet and going, yes, at whatever skill you level, they're appreciating that you're engaged in Louisiana culture and tradition, and they're going to be proud of you.
Yeah, come on out and have fun. Now, of course, food is always a big part of folk festivals and crafts, and you'll have a full line. Give us some of the samples of some of the cuisine that people can sample there.
Well, you know, this year we have 9 food vendors, everything from fry bread and Indian tacos to the nachos to the brisket sandwich. But also, of course, we have the Natchitoches meat pies, alligator sausages, boudin, jambalaya, gumbo, all those things that you think when you think Louisiana. Because, you know, as one of the fellas, one of the potters said about living in Louisiana for the past 35 years, he said it's all about the food. And we can understand that. Many of the people, when they come into the festival, festival, the food vendors are the first place they head.
Oh, yeah. Because food is really at the core of almost all folk culture. So.
Yep.
Now, how do folks go about getting tickets for this?
Well, you know, you can call 357-4332. I should say that's 318-357-4332. Also, you know, if you just show up, you know, it's July 26th and 27th. July 26th is a dance with some fantastic music. We open doors open at 4:30, and the tickets are $6. Children 12 and under, free. And then Saturday, it's all day with a hall of crafts. Over 70 crafts people are invited. These are real traditional crafts. Nothing from, it's not from a kit.
Right.
It's not from something they learned about, you know, just online. It's something that they've been passed down in traditions. And they're just, it's the real deal, as well as the food and three stages of music, Louisiana Fiddle Championship, Kid Fest, Children 12 and Under free. Doors open. It's $10 for adults. And, you know, you will come back. Our audience is a repeat audience because when they come, they go, what? This is incredible. And they join us again. You know, and, you know, the kinds of folks that, you know, in a sense, make it possible to have the festival, you know, these names speak for themselves. The National Endowment for the Arts, the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Foundation, the Louisiana Office of Travel, the Natchitoches Historic District Development Commission, because they understand that what we do is so important to Natchitoches and the history, the Natchitoches Convention and Visitors Bureau, the Shreveport Regional Arts Council, Louisiana Visitor of the Arts, and the Canyon River National Heritage Area. These folks know that this is tapping into the tradition and heritage of Louisiana that is so important to keep alive. And also, because this should not be something that is secret. This is for all Louisianans to engage in. And when they do, they will find it edifying, entertaining, educational, and awesome.
All right. So any last thoughts that you'd like to share with people?
Well, I just want to let people know that Louisianans, this is your festival. You will see your people here. You will see your traditions, and you will smell the food, and you will hear the music, and, you know, you'll probably encounter something that you might not have heard before. You know, when Goldman Thibodeau gets up and plays his Creole la-la music, he's the last one. He's the last la-la musician in Louisiana playing that. Where are you going to find that elsewhere? You know, when you see Wayne and Singleton get up and play with his band, little you know, same old two-step, and play that Zydeco, you're going to want to move. This is the festival for you.
Be hopeful that somebody will pick up on that la-la tradition before he passes carry that on and make that tradition live again. So, well, Shane, I want to thank you for dropping by today.
Thank you.
That was Shane Rasmussen, the director of the Louisiana Folklife Center and an associate professor of English at Northwestern State University. He joined me today to talk about the 40th annual Natchitoches NSU Folk Festival. It's going to take place this Friday and Saturday, July 26th and 27th, in air-conditioned Prather Coliseum on the campus of Northwestern State University in Natchitoches. You can learn more by going to the Louisiana Folklife Center at louisianafolklife.nsula.edu or by calling 318-357-4332. That's 318-357-4332. You can also go to our website for links at redriverradio.org to the Folk Festival on our Spotlight page for this today. This has been a Red River Radio Spotlight, and for Red River Radio, I'm Bill Beckett.